Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got some breaking news on the House Oversight Committee. They are going to be holding hearings on a probe into Hunter Biden family financial dealings. I'm going to tell you about that coming up in a moment. But before we get to that, we have some other breaking news that's very important. And this just tells you how far America has fallen when it comes to protecting their citizens. There used to be an idea and a mentality, especially in Mexico. You don't screw with American citizens no matter what. You don't screw with them. You don't hold them hostage or anything like that, because if you do, America will unleash holy hell on you. Really, this was what it was like around the world. You didn't mess with American tourists and you didn't mess with Americans. That is changing under the Biden administration, a weak administration. It is something that puts all of our lives at risk. When I studied abroad back in 2004, one of the concerns was, you know, hey, are you going to be safe? And what I knew was, looking at the data, was it was very clear, especially after 9/11, you don't mess with Americans anywhere in the world because America will come for their citizens. And it was basically like you had a artificial superpower. You had a bubble around you that protected you from certain things like kidnapping. Fast forward to 2023, and what is the headline saying on Monday afternoon? Well, this was the breaking news when it broke on Monday afternoon that 4 U.S. citizens were kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico. The government is now claiming this was, quote, a case of a mistaken identity, officials are saying. The American government, we're now being told, is offering a reward. $50,000 for any information that will give us more about the Americans who were taken and bring them back. I'm glad that we're offering $50,000. My question is, why isn't it more than that? We're spending billions of dollars, billions. Let me say that again, billions of dollars protecting people in Ukraine right now. So why is it that we're only offering $50,000 for Americans when they are taken hostage in Mexico? Here is how the breaking news, when it first broke, was reported on CNN.
4 American citizens are missing right now after being kidnapped at gunpoint in Mexico, and the FBI is asking for help over it all. The FBI says that they were last seen on Friday when armed gunmen forced them from the minivan that they were driving in, that they were traveling in. Rosa Flores is tracking this for us from Houston. She joins us now. Rosa, Mexico's president is now reacting to the kidnapping. What's he saying?
You know, what he is saying, Kate, will send ripples through the community in South Texas because of what he is referring to. The president of Mexico saying that these 4 U.S. citizens were actually buying medicine in Mexico. Now, I can tell you from growing up in this area that that is very common. People in that area of South Texas go into Mexico to do just that all the time. They do that to, they cross over to go see the dentist. They buy medicine. They buy fruits, whatever it is. They cross over for that reason. Here's what the president of Mexico is saying. He says they are people from the United States, referring to the U.S. citizens. The information we have is that they crossed the border to buy medicines in Mexico. There was a confrontation between groups and they were detained. By the word detained, he means kidnapped by a criminal organization in Mexico by these groups that had this confrontation. Now, according to the FBI, these four U.S. citizens crossed over from Brownsville to Matamoros, Mexico on Friday. And shortly after they crossed, there was some sort of gunfire. And then the passengers and the individuals in that white minivan with North Carolina plates were then taken by the individuals, unnamed individuals, and were taken away from the scene. Now, we've obtained photos that we will show you later that show this confrontation. They show that some sort of collision happened shortly after the white minivan entered Matamoros, Mexico. But we are working on all these details. Kate, we know that the FBI has set up a $50,000 reward asking for information and, of course, for the arrest of the individuals who are responsible for this. And they are cooperating with Mexican authorities. And the four U.S. citizens at this point have not been identified.
So four U.S. citizens assaulted and kidnapped by gunmen in northeastern Mexico on Friday. We don't hear about it till Monday. Why did it take so long for U.S. officials to acknowledge that this had happened? Because they were probably trying to keep it quiet. The Biden administration putting Americans last, Ukrainians first, right? The Americans are believed to have been targeted, quote, by mistake, and were not the intended victims. Okay, fine. If that's the case, then why haven't they been let go yet? That's the other question. Mexican president also offered a similar explanation. As he said, the information we have is that they crossed the border to buy medicines in Mexico. There was a confrontation between groups and they were detained. The whole government is working on it. The missing Americans who were not identified drove, as they said, in a white minivan with North Carolina plates. The FBI in San Antonio has confirmed. Then they were fired upon by unidentified gunmen and were placed in a vehicle and taken from the scene by these armed men. Now, the FBI has come out, and this is the other part that is honestly troubling to me, is the fact that the public's help they need desperately in finding these men are these four Americans. And the agency has announced a reward of just $50,000 for their return. So if you take $50,000, you're basically saying that an American is worth $12,500. That's less than the average illegal immigrant gets in American aid when they cross into our country. Let me say that again. The average aid that an illegal immigrant will receive when coming into the United States of America is less than is more than the $12,500 that the FBI is willing to offer per American taken and shot at in Mexico. If you think the Biden administration is putting you first or Americans first, you're wrong. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Now, this goes back to this campaign that's going to be coming up in this election. One of the things that Donald Trump made very clear is that he was an American first president. You really think Donald Trump would only offer $12,500 for Americans missing who've been taken hostage in Mexico? Where's the, when are we going to get a very strong response from the president of the United States of America on this? Now, Joe Biden has come out and he has talked today, but he wasn't talking about this at all. In fact, he talked over the weekend. Did he talk about this? No, he did not. Why didn't he talk about it? That's another question that we should be asking now. Why didn't the president of the United States of America hold an important press conference and make it clear and send a message to the hostage takers in Mexico that you've got about 8 hours to give us the American citizens back, and if you do not, we will unleash holy hell on any group tied and or associated to the kidnapping of these American citizens in Mexico? Because then the Mexican government would have to get even more involved because they'd be afraid about this. What is the president talking about today? I'll tell you exactly what he's talking about. Biden telling a crowd today, quote, that fundamental rights to vote remains under assault, speaking at the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the violent attack on black civil rights marchers by police in Selma, Alabama. And the president instead was talking about this today, not about the Americans taken in Mexico.
The right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty. With it, anything's possible. Without it, without that right, nothing is possible. And this fundamental right remains under assault. We know that we must get the votes in Congress to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. I made it clear, I will not let a filibuster obstruct the sacred right to vote.
There's your president of the United States of America, not talking about the Americans that are missing, and he had an opportunity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I have been sent the video, by the way, of the four U.S. citizens that were kidnapped in northern Mexico border city after gunmen opened fire on their vehicle. No one is helping them. The men jump out of what is a four-door, looks like a Chevy truck, nice, newer truck, drag these American hostages into the back of the bed of that truck. Nobody gets out of their car. No one tries to stop these people. And it actually does not look like they're rushing that hard. Welcome to Mexico. But the president of the United States of America still has said nothing. At the point where I am recording this, he has said nothing so far about these American hostages. Now, what did he also have to say today at a union firefighter event? He had this to say about his diagnosis with something that was cut off his head.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Had to take my head off a couple times to see if I had a brain. If you want to know how bad the cognitive decline is of the President of the United States of America, he just said that he was decapitated a couple times to see if he had a brain.
And I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
See if I had a brain. That's the President of the United States of America. That's not edited. There's no special clipping there. That is him. And his real words right there, had to take his head off a couple times. Now, the White House press secretary was also asked about these Americans right? Like, it's kind of important. And the White House press secretary had a very quiet, simple answer today about these Americans.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on the issue about the four U.S. citizens kidnapped in Mexico. Has the president been informed? What was his reaction? You can share anything about that.
I can tell you the president is aware and has been informed.
That's encouraging, isn't it? I can tell you that the president has been informed. He's aware. That's it, right? The president's aware and has been informed. Well, this is the same president that just told us he's had his head cut off a couple times the past week to make sure there was a brain. So I'm not sure if I'm one of the family members or one of the hostages or the hostages that I feel very good right now about what you're doing at this White House to bring me home. In fact, at this point, I would almost be calling Mexico and begging those in Mexico to do something about this. Because that seems to be the only thing now. Because, again, the president's aware and has been informed about the four U.S. citizens that have been kidnapped. But that's it. Nothing else. Why is the president not acting right now? Well, Joe Biden said the Washington Post report that I'm considering deporting non-Mexicans to Mexico recently is completely wrong. He said this in that Telemundo special.
Let me ask you about the reporting that's today in the Washington Post. They say that your administration has been negotiating to deport massively non-Mexican immigrants to Mexico. Now, DHS has denied these claims, but have you been having this conversation, sir?
No.
So that reporting is completely wrong.
What you just said is completely wrong, yes.
So what's the policy that your administration is going to have in the border policy after Title 42 is lifted?
Well, the tough policy we're having is if, in fact, first of all, we engage the parole policy for those five, those Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba. And the number of people coming has declined over 90% because there's a regular path to do it now. And what we're trying to do is I'm making sure that we ask the Congress to provide us more security at the border, number one, more agents, number two, number three, more sophisticated machinery. For example, we have these basically moving x-ray machines that can x-ray about everything. Well, we need about 54 of them. We have 15. We should pay to get them done so we can uncover the fentanyl coming in the country and people being smuggled in. So there's a lot we can do.
So just to be clear, you're not considering and you wouldn't consider deporting massively non-Mexican immigrants to Mexico.
I'm saying we have not done that.
But would you consider it in the future once Title 42 is lifted?
I don't think we have to do that. We have to consider that.
Okay.
So let's just recap. We have a president today that refused to talk about the four American hostages in Mexico. We have video of these four American hostages being taken, and it's a brutal abduction. There's a good chance that some of them may have been shot in the abduction. We just don't know. We have headlines reading shocking video shows four Americans kidnapped in Mexico after a shootout. There's a very good chance that some of them could have been hit. And we have a president that's refusing to talk about this issue. And we have a White House that's refusing to talk about this issue. As these Americans are being dragged into, and they are being dragged, as this video was released, as I got my hands on it earlier, they were dragged into the back of the car, thrown into the back of the car. There's a woman who was thrown into the back of the car. I'm watching this in real time, and my blood is boiling right now because I'm witnessing this happen. And these are Americans, and not once has the president come out and should have had a press conference and said, let's be clear to the men seen in this video. We will hunt you down. We will find you. You will be killed if you do not release the Americans that you have kidnapped. Another headline coming out of the New York Post is entitled this way. Distressing video emerged showing the moment four kidnapped U.S. citizens were forced in the back of a pickup truck after being shot out in Mexico in a possible case of mistaken identity. And I'm not even sure I believe this administration on that, to be totally honest with you. The U.S. Embassy, quote, in Mexico, finally reported late on Sunday that the Americans had crossed the border into the crime-ridden city in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates Friday and soon after came under fire. Video that purports to show the Americans kidnapping features men wearing bulletproof vests, dragging a person across the ground, and roughly pushing a woman into the flatbed of a white pickup truck. The suspects then grab two men who appear to be wounded or dead and toss their bodies into the same flatbed. It was not immediately known where the four captives were taken or in what condition. Their names have not been released as of today. U.S. officials familiar with the incident told CNN that the Americans were attacked by mistake and were not the intended targets. Doesn't matter. Get the bodies back. Get the Americans back that at least were alive in this video. Other victims are seen lying motionless on the ground and then begin being dumped into the back of the pickup. It is not believed the U.S. citizens had entered Mexico for criminal purposes, according to the source. So what is your life worth if you're shot, killed, dragged, thrown in the back of a car in Mexico? You're worth $12,500. That's it. We give more money to illegal immigrants coming across the border than that in American benefits. We're giving more money than that to the people in Ukraine right now. The FBI San Antonio Division confirmed the kidnapping. The federal agency is offering a $50,000 reward for the four people, $12,000 for the return of the victims and the arrest of the gunman. So you got to arrest the gunman, not just the return, but now there's a caveat to this. Where this took place is the home of a warring factions of the Gulf Drug Cartel. And the Americans kidnapping there followed gun battles Friday that were so fierce the U.S. consulate issued an alert about the danger. It's not immediately clear, by the way, whether the abduction shown on the video was connected to the gun violence in the area that had the local shelter in place. Welcome to Mexico, folks. The FBI said the people in the white minivan with North Carolina plates came under fire soon after crossing the border into Mexico from Texas. U.S. officials said the Americans seen after the shootout were not the intended targets of the gunman, is what we believe. There are bodies laying on the street. We have now pictures of that. There's a very good chance that at least two of the four Americans were killed in that gun battle. The State Department travel warning for the area urges U.S. citizens not to travel there at all. However, being a border city, Americans who live in Brownsville, Texas, and other cities in the area often drive across to visit family, attend medical appointments, or to shop. Well, now knowing what just happened there, I wouldn't go anywhere close to there. And what your president said about this? Not a damn thing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to get on to two other important issues now, and that includes the House Oversight Panel has just announced that they are going to hold hearings on a probe into the Biden crime family financial dealings. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer announced that his panel will in fact hold a hearing next Friday to spotlight the Treasury Department's failure to provide to date the bank activity reports, the suspicious activity reports for President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, as well as the president's brother, James Biden. And this is the first time we're hearing it be said this way, several Biden family associates and their related companies. The bank activity reports in the Treasury Department's custody have long been a target for James Comer and the Republican leadership. He's a Kentucky Republican who has vowed to investigate the Biden family's financial transactions as well as their foreign business dealings and these specific suspicious activity report filings. Although his requests went unanswered when House Republicans were in the minority, Comer is making this effort now a top priority for the oversight panel now that he holds the powerful committee gavel. Comer, in one of his first moves as chairman, made a renewed request to the Treasury Department on January the 11th for the bank reports. These are known as suspicious activity reports. He asked to be supplied with the information by January the 25th. Comer later sent an official request to Hunter Biden, James Biden, and a close associate of Hunter Biden for documents related to their foreign business dealings. Last week, Comer wrote a letter to a Treasury Department official spelling out the ways in which the committee and the Republicans have tried to modify their request. He outlined his willingness to review the reports in a restricted way and to prioritize the request and accept the report on a rolling basis. Quote, given the amount of time that has passed since our initial request and Treasury's inability to provide a projected time frame when these suspicious activity reports will be produced, the committee believes Treasury may be delaying its production to hinder our investigation and operating in bad faith. That's what James Comer wrote to Isabella Moore, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Oversight at the Treasury Department on February the 24th. Comer cited an email from the Treasury Department on February the 23rd, that said it must confer with law enforcement partners who may identify particular law enforcement conflicts or sensitivities, and that the entire process takes considerable time to, quote, complete. In a letter responding to Comer, the Treasury Department Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs, Jonathan Davison, laid out the ongoing correspondence between the two sides, how the department is working to respond to the committee's requests, and why those requests take time. Davison also wrote the department has already completed significant work to identify and review potentially responsive records. He outlined that it takes time to identify and review law enforcement sensitive materials relevant to the panel's request, quote unquote. The department has consistently engaged with the committee in good faith on this matter. By the way, that's a lie, but Davison wrote it anyway. These are the same processes and similar timelines that the department followed when it received requests from committee chairs in the prior Congress. That also, I have to tell you, is a lie. Davison added that a public hearing would likely not be the most effective venue for an update on the request because it is not a venue where sensitive law enforcement materials can be discussed. Now, Comer has previously pointed to the suspicious activity reports as evidence of potential wrongdoing by the president's family members. Such a report are not conclusive, however, they went on to say in their letter, and do not necessarily indicate wrongdoing either. They also said financial institutions file millions of suspicious activity reports each year, and few actually lead to law enforcement inquiries at all. You know what the difference is? There were more than 100 against Hunter Biden. That's not normal. In a statement about the upcoming hearing, Comer said Biden's Treasury Department continues to make excuses for its failure to provide the suspicious activity reports that are critical to our investigation of the Biden family's business schemes. The Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs, Jonathan Davison, is expected to testify at the hearing on Friday. And at next week's hearing, a Treasury Department official can explain to Congress and the American people why the department is hiding critical information, Comer said in a statement. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, Gold IRA. 877-4, Gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4, Gold IRA. Now, this is a big story, and it shows you how hell-bent this administration is on covering up their crimes, because I think they know that if we see what is actually in these suspicious activity reports, that it's going to unload on them with their credibility. It is going to be the dam breaking that we are going to witness. That's what I actually believe this comes down to. There's also another part of this that also just shows you how corrupt the media is and big tech. And when there's stories that they don't like, how they can help bury them. Now, this story is unrelated, but I think it tells you a lot about the media right now. We are now being told that CNN's former CEO, Jeff Zucker, banned his CNN staff from investigating what he referred to as the Trump talking points on the coronavirus lab leak theory and said you couldn't talk about it. Yeah. Former CNN President Jeff Zucker ordered employees during then-President Donald J. Trump's administration not to investigate the theory that the coronavirus pandemic was sparked by a lab leak in China, calling it a Trump talking point, according to a new report. A well-placed CNN insider told Fox News Digital that Zucker issued the directive in the early stages of the pandemic. On March 13, 2020, a culture writer for CNN called the notion that the virus may have started in a laboratory a, quote, fringe theory. Her colleague, Scotty Andrew, on April the 13th, wrote an article entitled Nearly 30% in the U.S. Believe a Coronavirus Theory that's Almost Certainly Not True in regards to the lab leak theory. It included the subheading, Its Origins is Up to Debate, but it wasn't made in a lab. Don't worry, the fact checkers haven't marked this yet as fake news. There's still much we don't know about the coronavirus pandemic, but virus experts now agree on one piece of its origin story. The virus likely originated in a bat, not in a Chinese lab, he went on to write at the time. People are slowly waking up from the fog, the source told Fox News. It is kind of crazy that we didn't chase it harder, referring to this reporting. Last week, the Wall Street Journal also reported that the Department of Energy provided documents to the Biden administration and key lawmakers in which it concluded a laboratory leak was likely behind the global pandemic. What was CNN saying? They were saying it did not originate in a Chinese lab. And what was CNN also saying? That the virus likely originated in a bat, which was Chinese communist propaganda, and CNN was out there selling it to you. The Journal, by the way, noted that all federal agencies are on the same page about the virus origins now. The Department of Energy now joins the FBI in saying that the virus likely spread via mishap at the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology Laboratory. Four other agencies, by the way, along with a national intelligence panel, still judge that it was likely the result of natural transmission, and two are undecided, is what the left has been pointing to say, see, we're not totally sure. Here's what we do know. The FBI Director Christopher Wray appeared on Fox News with Brett Baer last Tuesday and shared the agency's belief that the virus began in Wuhan, saying, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan, quote unquote. Revelations of the FBI and the Energy Department's belief that the virus originated in a Chinese lab come week after the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic and the House Oversight Committee launched an investigation to the origins of the virus, something that the Democrats refused to do for the 2 years when they were in charge of the House. Now, what does this mean? It's another perfect example. You had CNN, you had the Department of Energy, you had the Biden White House, you had Democrat operatives and others who refused to tell you the truth about Donald Trump, saying that they believed it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology from a lab leak. That's now what we know. Just let that sink in for a second. I'm going to keep covering the story. Okay. Do not worry. I will keep you updated. We'll also keep you updated on the Hunter Biden story as well. And I'll make sure that we also keep you updated on the four Americans that our government and our president refused to talk about and is only willing to offer $12,500 apiece for information that brings them home safely. That's how little they think of Americans. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.